Dear Mr. Lee, Mr. Smart says it's rude to call you Laurie, but that's how I think of you, having lived with you really all year. Dear Mr. Lee, Laurie, I just want you to know I used to hate English, and Mr. Smart is roughly my least favourite person. And as for Shakespeare, we're doing him too. I think he's a national disaster, with all those jokes that Mr. Smart has to explain why they're jokes, and even then no one thinks they're funny. And T. Hughes and P. Larkin and that lot in our anthology. Not exactly a laugh a minute. Pretty gloomy, really. So that's why I wanted to say, Dear Laurie, sorry, your book's the one that made up for the others. If you could see my copy, you'd know it's lived with me, stained with Coke and Kit Kat, and when I had a cold, and I often take you to bed with me to cheer me up. So, dear Laurie, I want to say sorry. I didn't want to write a character sketch of your mother under headings. It seemed wrong somehow when you'd made her so lovely. And I didn't much like those questions about social welfare in the rural community and the seasons as perceived by an adolescent. I didn't think you'd want your book read that way. But bits of it I know by heart. And I wish I had your uncles and your half-sisters and lived in Slad, though Mr. Smart says your view of the class struggle is naive, and the examiners won't be impressed by me knowing so much by heart. They'll be looking for terse and cogent answers to their questions. But I'm not much good at terse and cogent. I'd just like to be like you, not mind about being poor. See everything bright and strange the way you do. And I've got the next one out of the public library about Spain, and I asked Mum about learning to play the fiddle. But Mr. Smart says Spain isn't like that any more. It's all timeshare villas and Torremolinos. And how old were you when you became a poet? Mr. Smart says for anyone with my punctuation to consider poetry as a career is enough to make the angels weep. P.S. Dear Laurie, please don't feel guilty for me failing the exam. It wasn't your fault. It was mine, and Shakespeare's, and maybe Mr. Smart's. I still love cider. It hasn't made any difference.